Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about survival mode this evening, and we are discussing it in length, because it is what it is. Hello, hello. How you doing? Have you been? How was your weekend? Hola, kanjani. It is what it is. Tonight on Pulling Heartstrings, we bring to the table the theories around survival mode, a conversation set to speak more on why we are the way we are and how to understand how to put the shovel down. Now, putting the shovel down means, right, stop digging. Stop digging, because we are digging ourselves into graves. We are digging ourselves into shallow graves that can't hide our skeletons. And also, we are going into these graves alive, because unfortunately, right, many of us are dealing with stress. Many of us are dealing with so much, and nobody ever prepared us for what adulthood looks like. But the thing is that even without preparation, are we preparing our children? Are we preparing them for this adulthood that we complain about? Because we're all complaining. We're all on at the forefront of, yeah, nobody prepared us. Ooh, they didn't warn us. And wah, eh, if I knew. But are we preparing our offspring for the lives that we are living right now? Or are we just going to throw them into the deep end the same way we've been thrown into the deep end, the same way our parents were thrown into the deep end and the parents before that? Are we really honestly paying attention to our lives and our traumatic experiences, or our stress levels, or our happy moments? Are we talking about it? Are we talking about are we all just saying your? I bet you somebody out there, when I said yo, they thought of Pitch Black Afro. Imagine you are a superstar and you are at the brink of your career, and then bam, you're going to spend like 10 years in jail. Like, whoa, guys. Hey, ubricks. Hey, at the brink of your life, at the brink of your stardom, bam, you're going to spend the rest, some years in jail. R. Kelly, king of whatever he was kin of. And now, jail. Ow. Survival mode is a term used to describe the state of being constantly overwhelmed and under a lot of stress. So basically, that is what survival mode is. Survival mode is self-explanatory in so many ways. If we are just looking at the word in itself, right? Survival mode. If we're just looking at survival mode in itself, then we can say that, survival mode is basically talking about you being in a state of needing to survive constantly. And there are so many elements of life that requires us to do a survival check, that requires us to be here, that requires us to numb a few things in order for us to survive. So it's a term used to describe a state of being constantly stressed and overwhelmed, often due to a long period of time when you are exposed to challenging or traumatic experiences or situations or circumstances. So if you have been in an environment that has been stressful for a very long time, right? You no longer stress about it like the first time you stressed about it. Now it just becomes a part of you, but you're still in stress mode because your body keeps count, right? You're still in stress mode. You are still anxious. You are still traumatized. You are still challenged. You are still that, but now you just learn to live in it, and the trauma continues. The stress continues. The challenges continues. And it somehow becomes a part of who you are. So the difference between being stressed and being anxious and being traumatized and being all these things is that these ones are experiences, right? And these are on this side. And then what our key word for tonight is prolonged, right? Prolonged is something that has taken a long time. If you are in a household, for example, that is constantly stressful for you, and you have been in that house for maybe 10 years, right? That is prolonged. You know, that's severe. prolonged. So imagine your childhood. Close your eyes and imagine your childhood and ask yourself, right? Was it stressful? I can give you a perfect example of what is stressful and what is not stressful. Okay, so once upon a time, there's this young lady, her name is Maria, and Maria at the time is 11 years old. Maria lives with her parents that are immigrants. Like, I don't know if the term immigrants in Africa, really sits like the rest of the world, you know, because with us, we have Ubuntu and Ubuntu and we are one. So we can't really call an Angolan an immigrant or a South African an immigrant or a Tswana from Botswana an immigrant or a Zimbabwean an immigrant. But we would say that let's call it or Congo an immigrant. So let's take it for face value. Let's go with immigrant. So Maria is the daughter of two immigrants, right? They came, one came from Angola and the other one came from the DRC. So they moved here with their three children, and Maria was the middle child. The youngest child was about 2 years old, and the older child was about 14 years old. So these two set out to come and live in Namibia. They went through the border there, that side, or they went through the river. I don't know. I've never been that side, so I don't really know. Not because I've never been. It's more of, I don't know if there's a border there in Rundu. I don't know. Because me, I just see people crossing. When I just saw people crossing with canoes. So I don't know if there's a real border post. Maybe it's because of lack of interest. Let's go with that one. Or ignorance. We can also go with that one. You see how we can own up to our ignorance. This is how we must be. We must own up to our ignorance, guys. Kucha matriarch said she's ignorant because she doesn't know if there's a border, that side of Rundu. I know there's a border in Katima, but I don't know now about Rundu. Okay. So, these two immigrants, they move, this family of five move all the way from Angola because they resided in Angola for a while. And even though they are two different countries, you know, Congo and Angola, they got married in Angola. Then they decided that they are going to look for greener pastures in Namibia. And they crossed over through Rundu, and they decided that they are going to stick and stay in Rundu for a while. And that is where the father was doing odd jobs and the mother was also doing odd jobs. But in no time they realized that the proceeds that they were getting were roughly the same as them being in Angola. So they had to move it up a notch and they had to now come to the capital city to look for real greener pastures. The type of greener pastures that can also, get you a life, you understand? So, because if you are still just making that $50 that you were making in your home country, then it would have been better that you're in your home country because there's nothing really that's chasing you from there. It's just money, right? It's just greener pastures, honestly. It's not that everybody comes here to somehow look for this imaginary better life where we are so happy and we are so what? It's just money. Money is the only thing that can make us de-root our families and go to a place where you can't even find a babysitter because it's not your motherland. Like there are so many sacrifices that immigrants make to move to other countries. They move away from their families. They have no standby. It's just me and you against the world, you know? So let's be kind. Let's be kind to our immigrant brothers and sisters, and also let them be kind to us when we become immigrants in their countries. Okay. So, The 14-year-old had already enrolled in a school at that point. So all of them, they speak Lingala and they speak Portuguese, right? And this is their mother tongue, their languages at home. They speak these two languages, the children and the parents. And they now had to make a choice. Because the mosque, right, the mosque in Rundu had a program where they could take Muslim boy children and give them an education. And it would be for absolutely free of charge. And also the mosque would cater to the children's needs. So that means cosmetics, food, a bed, and, you know, shelter. And this child would just have a free education, basically. So the family had a tough call to make that, are we going to now leave Temus here in Rundu as we proceed now to Windhoek and we just go with the girls? So this would be Maria and her younger sister. And it was a conversation that it was a conversation that kept the parents up for a while. And eventually they made the choice that they are going to leave Temus at the mosque in Rundu and they are going to go proceed to Windhoek. And when they stabilize, they're gonna call for him or he would come for holidays or something, but they wouldn't just forget their child. They loved their children. They were good parents. And the reason that they were here was really just for greener pastures. So, they put a few coins together, for their transportation to Windhoek. They made phone calls, you know. There's also a mosque. There are a couple of mosques here in Windhoek as well. So they called out to some imams this side and they called out to some brothers inside, this side. And, you know, the lady also called out to an Angolan lady that was also, she's also a Muslim, and they found a way to be housed and accommodated while they got onto their feet for at least even 2 months. And luckily for them, Miss Fatima and her husband had a good home. You know, they had a house and then they had an outside room. So Miss Fatima said that they can come and they can come and accommodate the outside room. So they would all four of them would have to stay in the outside room, and it would be rent free for now, like for the next month or two, because obviously they don't have, right? And then they can start paying rent. Now at the time it was like $500 for the outside room, because they are also Muslims and, you know, we take care of each other. And that was the principle. And on Fridays and Wednesdays, Miss Fatima and Maria's mom would go to the mosque, because women go on Wednesdays, right? And they would go on Wednesdays to the mosque. And then on Fridays, the men would go to the mosque and, you know, attend their sermons. So the parents now, they drove off and here they are in a bus to a city that they've never been. And it was intense, right? It's a lot of emotions, but luckily they have each other. And it's always better to go through such experiences with someone you can count on, you know, a husband, a wife, you know, someone you can count on, that there's no way that we are leaving each other here. So we must look out for each other. So they came to the city and they were picked up at Monte Cristo. And they were now taken to the house. It was that side of Koriaha. And there they went. And on the first day, so they arrived on a Sunday. And then on the Monday, Mr. Peter, Mr. Peter is now Maria's father. Mr. Peter got up in the morning and he started asking questions, you know, asking the brother questions like, so I'm looking for a job and I'm looking for something to do. What do you think I can possibly do? Do you know any places where I can go and I can go and look for work and see what can I do? What can I bring to the table? You know, he's a very hardworking man. So at the time, Grove Mall was still being built. And little pieces of Prosperity were still being built. So there was hard labor or is it contract laborers? Yeah. There was opportunities for him, Mr. Peter, to find employment there as, you know, handlanger or builder or whatever he could. Now he was a tilesmith, so he could put in tiles for like a colored, let us just go there. He could put in tiles like a colored man. Colors are architects, guys. Colors are natural architects. They are architects. They are architects. They are architects. Like, yeah, architecture is there by colors and bastard people. So, and also he knew everything else. He knew how to build. He knew everything. He knew how to build, put in cupboards. He knew how to do everything. So, Mr. Peter was now dropped off by the Tate, because the Tate was, he worked that side of Simbabasia. So he dropped them off at that side of Grove Mall for him to go and ask, but he also needed to translate because, the Tate doesn't speak English, right? He doesn't speak English and he needed the job. So the Tate took him, you know, the brother took him to Grove, and they found now, Johan there, and Johan was now the project manager, and they were dealing with the parking lots at first. So it was the beginning stages of Grove. So, the brother went there and said, my broer, he suk werk, he kan alles doen, en, no. And the conversation started, you know, because, with hard labor or blue collar, it's only most probably now where people are really serious about the curriculum vitae, right? That, you know, you must show me your previous employers and you must give me a CV and all of that. So Johan himself, gave the man an opportunity, you know. He's like, okay, at the time where he found them, right? He found them busy with, some bathrooms. And Johan asked, like, what can he do, you know? And the man explained that, oh no, he can do tiles, he can do bricklaying, he can do, you know, he can do painting, he can do. And the man is like, yes, because of the language barrier, right? So, like, yes. And Johan gave him an opportunity to show. Right? So this was a very tough day for the other brother, because the other brother also has to go to work, but he had to secure the bag for the other one because there was a language barrier. So, you know that, there are some Angolans that speak a language that is close to Oshiwambo, right? And, luckily there was another brother there that could speak Oshingumbi. Is it Oshingumbi? Yeah. Oshingumbi, because he was now asked, like, where are you from? Ah, no, he's from Angola. And I think that's how they somehow came in. So he was now asked, and this other brother now came to translate. So this meant that Mr. Peter could now go, and Mr. Peter told him that, no, I'm going to come and I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to pick you up here at this specific place at around 5 o'clock. If I'm late, it's 6 o'clock, but just wait for me because you can't walk. You're going to get lost. Okay. So, all right. So Mr. Johan gave him a chance. And when he gave him a chance, he was told to tile a small toilet. Like it's a small outside toilet, something like that. He was told like it's a small toilet for the guards, or I don't know what kind of toilet it was, but he was told to tile it because they had to measure his speed, they had to measure his accuracy, and also his neatness when he's working, because no employer wants to deal with an untidy employee. So this Tatepita started working, my dear. Oh, fenach. Tatepita started working. The accuracy that this man had, right? It's the accuracy, it's the pencil, it is the blade. And then he was being looked at by Johan the whole time. And then there was something that happened with the tile cutter. The tile cutter usually has a sharp blade, and this blade sometimes it goes stomp, right? It loses or memo. So the tile cutter was now, it was finished. Basically the tile cutter, the blade on the tile cutter was finished. And Johan had to go and buy a new one. But just before he went, right, he saw this man do something that he never saw in his whole entire life. His man took rocks or something, and then he just upikad. Like he sharpened the blade on the tile cutter, which seems very, very impossible, but he did it. He didn't ask for anything. Menier, the tile cutter, menier. Like most of you guys, menier. He really honestly improvised, and that was where Johan was extremely impressed. And he was like, no, this guy is the real deal, you know? And he just continued with his work, and in about 45 minutes, he was completely done with the toilet from the floor to the roof. He was done tiling it, and it looked immaculate. It looked beautiful. He even added like little skirtings to put on the side, and then he also put like a little design, you know, showing off his colored nature. It's not colored, but guys, we will attribute it. We will give credit where it's due. So Johan was like, Nia, kom mora, sievair. You know, like, and then the other guy translated, goes, no, you got the job and you can come in at 7 o'clock. And then he also explained that, he's got a car that drops all the employees, and he drops them there at in Greenwell in Kwasa Kwasa. And then, wherever they live, they must make their way from Kwasa Kwasa. So he was stoked. He was happy. And the salary was basically something around 2,000 per month. But the labor, it was labor intensive. The labor was a lot. Like they worked. And also because he was so good, right? He was not only on a specific thing. He was wherever Johan instructed him to be. So if it was building today, it's building. If it was what, if it was what, if it was what, if it was what, it was what, it was what. And this went on, and they started living better. You know, the project was going on for about 8 months. So the project was going on for about 8 months, and he was now put on the payroll for the next 8 months as well. And sometimes, you know, Johan would give 3,000. Sometimes if he really worked like overtime and all of that, he would get like a 4,000. And this was okay. And immediately, you know, after the first paycheck, he opted to start paying rent, because it was like 500, right? He opted to start paying rent, and he was looking after his family. Then he also put the girls in school. And this is now where Maria's story starts, right? And he put the girls in school, and life was moving. Good evening. Yes, Tate Kwedi.
Yes.
Oshirina wa? Ototingini?
Namwena.
Wamwenara? Wafumbukutayimondrae? Mbukwaiku unga shita imu andra ya nonenga ayu kilira ala.
Ndamu ina andafa miyagongula.
Miyagongula laka kakamu ina inaisha shokho dha kosa?
Mbukwaiku ya mwena.
Nifutu kuchayi ya mwena. He, atupo pine survival mode, ha?
Survival mode,
ha? He. No, I think that it's just the English words. I've realized that most of these things we do experience them in our own vernacular. It's only that we don't talk often about them because it's not a topic, but it is our existence. So survival mode in the English term is described as a state of being constantly stressed and overwhelmed over being exposed to challenging situations and traumatic experiences or situations for a long period of time. So for example, what I can say
and though I'm sure and a good example.
That one is, his whole life is survival mode, that one. His whole life is survival mode.
Yeah. I think he's the right person to talk about it.
Ne? Why?
Because he's speaking from a real experience.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that this guy, ne,
mm-hmm.
was exposed to the list, not to the last point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of his survivor.
Mm.
Oh, just imagine a loose everything, man, and you know.
Mm.
And you are still standing.
Mm.
It was not an easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. Okay, but if for example, if we had to put him as a case study onto the table, where did he go wrong?
He didn't go wrong.
Hmm.
Are you wrong with you?
Because there are people that are eating omakadi who are nyushimosh girongo muno, and nobody knows about them.
Tara, when the problem is here, it's a pakucha.
Yeah.
Oh, irongo trashina fukezine ma.
Okay.
There are two greedy people,
mm-hmm.
and for them to and they so because they are the greediest, they have almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they control everything, the state machinery now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and they want to command everybody. It cannot be like that.
Mm-hmm. But if so, they don't know about you,
But when they want to command everybody,
mm-hmm.
anybody who stands up most to challenge the status quo most,
yeah.
Of course they are going to, you know, to suppress it.
Mm.
And if you think now he go wrong,
mm.
yeah, and that is not wrong.
Mm. I think that Mshelelo went wrong. I think he went wrong when he exposed himself to social media. I think he went wrong when he became an influencer.
No, you know the thing is, he did not go wrong. The thing of which he had the money,
mm-hmm.
and he was trying to influence politics.
Okay.
He was trying to influence politics, and the more politics, and then certain guys, Omohari, that's their life.
How was he trying to influence politics?
No, you can say that he was trying to, he used to sponsor the activism and something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was having a lot of money.
Was he sponsoring them silently or was he sponsoring them loudly? Because I don't know him for sponsoring politics because this was a grown up encounter, you understand? So when they go and sit and they talk and the sponsorships are given, right? It is not something where he has his cell phone and he's saying, "Kucha, pay fair guys, I am going to AR, I'm going to give them money because of what. I've never seen those kinds of videos.
You can see that, you know, he was trying to influence politics in a way that to say, you know, those things, time was, everything was more like activism.
Mm-hmm.
But it was going forward to political parties like that.
Yeah.
Those who can think now very fast, they knew mm-hmm. the future and the influence they might have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one you already know.
I think, yes, he is living in survival. I think that yes, he is living in survival mode, but I believe that he was careless in terms of how he displayed his money. I think that, if he wanted a real influence, he shouldn't have made it, bragging rights. Because with his big boy deals, right? With his big boy deals and his big boy moves, I didn't see anything about the big boy stuff. I didn't see him going and having a meeting with who and it's on social media and what. I've never seen that. But what I did see was his immaturity when it comes to finances and having big chunks of money.
Yes, because you must also think the way he did money.
Yeah.
He do it in a fashion way. So
yeah.
She was doing it for fun and he was making money for fun.
Yeah, I understand that. But when you are making money for fun, is it not advised that you know exactly everything about the money that you are making? Everything?
For me, the way I see it, mm-hmm. just to say, it's a... Sometimes the faith,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I believe in also.
Mm-hmm.
The faith, mm-hmm. it must happen mm-hmm. the way it must happen.
Yeah,
it's not by your choice. It has to.
Mm-hmm.
It has to happen so that it must be a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it must be a lesson.
Mm-hmm. But but also some things are avoidable.
Yeah, because there are people. Who look, I use, you know, sometimes, my mom,
mm.
she, you know, when you are down and you going through things and what, and
yes.
you call her, you grow up that he, ngawure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only hear his stories now.
Mm.
Those of us we know, which are not, when my father dies, we lost everything.
Yeah.
But she raised us all.
Mm.
That's what you tell you. Look at what I go through, and I raise you all.
Mm.
Why do you think you have more problems than me?
Yeah, but those are her children.
Yeah.
She's supposed to raise them. Who's going to raise her children now?
I still have to relate it to Ita Nando once he came to school. I'm so worried about my boss.
Mm. But
that's why for me I'm saying he is the right person
to have a conversation of survival mode.
Yeah, to talk.
Yeah, to talk about it. But he doesn't like emotional conversations.
Yeah, but he's not the only one.
Yeah.
There are lots of people out there.
Yeah.
But for him, because he has been in public and you know his situation is known. Because there are those that are in silence about it, and, you know, but for his issue was a public issue.
Yeah, but his issue was a public issue because he made himself a public figure. You know, we are having people that are making $1 million a month, and that's their salary. But up until a certain case came out, you didn't even know that person existed. Why?
Yeah.
Now,
there are a lot of things happened in this country.
Yeah.
And only that the law enforcement agents, they are not doing their work.
Mm-hmm.
But if they could do their work properly, who has the power to decide who not to expose and who's to expose? That is the danger that we have in a society. So, and when the people have been exposed, opponent to come on, we say, yes, people are just silent. Because they knew, because they don't want, to be not, because I'm saying for him, I'm saying he was just being, he was making money for fun. Very funny way. And the fashion, he was also enjoying it, like, in Manzoro Forest, and
Forex.
Yeah. He was doing it for fun. And the money was just pumping in like that. So you can even see people are saying, no, he cheat people and what. Yeah. You freeze him, Moose. Because before that,
there was no cheating people.
There was no
I do know that there are certain people that have dealt with him and got their money and then dealt with him again, got their money, and then it's like the fourth time they couldn't get their money because the money was seized. So it wasn't him that inarongulingiling per se.
That was not the story.
Yeah.
And that is the story people are not talking about.
Yeah.
Look, there is this thing. People, you know, if you are not assisting, if you are not creating opportunity, people there, or if you are not solving problem for the public, then people are resort to self-help, you understand? What AMSA did is the same as what the weather number around the Samoma Pandanamos.
Yes. Street vendors.
You find it of Vinduka, they are kidnapped. Why? Have you listened to the story of the person, why the person is selling?
No, but everybody has a nice story, Tatekwedi.
No, I'm asking.
Everybody has a nice story.
That's what I said.
My mother died, and then my sister is a prostitute. Now I'm selling tomatoes. How? Everybody has a nice story.
There is also like the issue of young. Look at what the minister is saying. It's illegal. But, Bosa, did you listen to the story? Are we complaining that as we are using Yango, the public?
Which one is illegal, apparently?
Yangomos.
Ah.
I know that. Are we complaining, the public?
No. They cannot say Yango is illegal. I think there is an illegal element within Yango because...
The point that I want to drive here is the fact that as a leader, for you, is to create opportunity. When people create opportunity for themselves, legalize what they are doing. If it is, it's okay. Why are you not legalizing?
Yeah.
Instead of saying it's illegal, just legalize it.
Yeah.
You see, even the Bank of Namibia could have just legalized Forex.
Yeah, and why are we still dealing with a law that comes from a very long time ago? That was clearly not for us,
Look, they were only supposed to legalize it.
Yeah.
Because we are dealing with the cruel people who want to control everybody. What did they do? Now they punish just an innocent and ordinary young person like that. And they want to destroy his life and cut his life like that. It's wrong. That's
why
we are saying.
Maro, no, penny. If you know your country, you must also know what to do and what not to do. We are big. We understand. You cannot be having upanzi of money on social media like that. You cannot be standing in a mall saying, join Illuminati and I'll give you 10,000. You cannot be saying such things like that because there are people in this country that have never touched 10,000. Even if they are working, they've never touched 10,000. You know? So obviously, that type of attention, eh, brings light to you. And they will look for anything.
Mara, the point that I'm driving is just to say, my dear, innovation, that's how it comes. When you find people create their own opportunity, survivors, and the public is not complaining, even if it's illegal, why are you?
We are complaining because apparently there is it has the power to create something else.
That's what I'm saying. Look, in the case of Yango, are we complaining about Yango?
No.
We are not complaining. But why do the hell the minister has to come here? It's illegal. Even the issue of seven seaters in Imajana. Look, people find a way, an innovative way, and create their own opportunity to survive. But you are killing their own. Look, did you know that if that guy can go ahead, NTC could no longer sell? That's the mathematics.
Yeah, because now, he's going to make us unemployed, the whole company.
It's not like that. But whatever NTC is selling is not theirs. You get me now?
Yeah.
Whatever Kuza Kongo, the no technology, they have nothing. They are just selling. Aramos, the owner of the product. But what this guy created, it's a sovereign issue to counter that whatever nonsense that you are saying.
Yes.
So why do we need to pay when we can get this service for free? That's why you see now, you can understand now to say, look, this country, it's a franchise.
This country doesn't like those things. Why are you doing that?
That's why I'm saying, you could have been proud of that. Then you make it slowly by slowly. I know. Even the guy, in Mohiste, there was even a guy who created the altar and the government. They have to eliminate him. Why?
Because you are going to ruin our Mercedes Benz deal, our Jan Japan deal, our Eco Motors deal, our Peugeot deal.
It's okay, but those guys, they are from the same country. Those that are fighting him, and the economy is still growing even after they deal this one. By the way. We are just enemy to ourselves. God give all the talent to us. But we see their own talent. Then from there we want solution.
But people must also be nice with their things, man. What is this? They must be nice. They cannot be rubbing in our face, eh? How can you have 8 cars? How can you have 8 cars? No, man. That's what we are saying, we don't know.
It's okay. Children need a key. Forex, that's the point. Simple. Just legalize it. Because before that, there was no complaint.
Yeah. But the complaint came when his bank account was also too fat. What is this? He should have just moved in silence. What is his problem?
Look, there is this thing.
How can he show us that the Namibian dream is possible? Natuhara, we want people that are going to be at the hands of others. We don't want we don't want independent thinking people. No.
Yeah.
No.
the franchise ne, want to control you in a certain manner.
Yeah.
That you must think within that system. Anything outside your radical. You know, Oimashino show JP for Ishimona. Shinoshoma, you get, you borrow from patient, you video also something like that.
Yeah.
It's a good, a brilliant idea.
Mm.
But for me, I see it from this angle.
Yeah.
Did you know that I always said this country technically is owned by the bank?
Mm-hmm.
Now.
The bank can never allow you to not be in debt for 20 years.
Yeah. This was the best way to retain.
No. It's a bank, no.
You know what you do? Some of us, we have house. Then, when we put our money in the bank, we have to pay for it. Then, we have to pay for it. Then,
JPF.
Who is JPF? It's us.
It's us.
Simple mathematics like that.
Yeah.
That's how you play diplomacy in Otasha for name on Tano in Dragons.
Ah, I went with it. So, to have me, Russia to Tashia come bank.
You know, I have a problem who are people who are plagiarizing.
Yeah.
And that's the ideas.
Yeah.
Even the person who brings that idea was never able to discuss the way forward about this idea. But these guys, they just plagiarize. That's self. Shashi, you cannot go ahead with somebody's idea. When he was not part of that, on the table to discuss those issues.
You know what I've also picked up on in my years at the Kwedine. I believe that people that bought their houses through the bank, right? They are living a very scary life. That's why they can't really afford to get sick. That the only thing they can really afford, ne, homeowners that have bought now their property through the bank, the only thing they can afford is to die. But anything else they can't afford. They can't afford to get sick. They can't afford to get disabled. They can't afford to get retrenched. They can't afford anything. So if we are looking at things like that, Tatekwezi, wouldn't we say that is somewhat a contributing factor to also our suicide rates? Shashino, if a man is getting retrenched and he's not done paying off his house and he knows that if he fails on the payments for 3 months on that house, right? The bank repossesses the house. Do we think that even us in our rightful minds, do we think that that thought will not cross our minds?
Tara, social testy, look, a problem, Jituna, we never as a society realize that we are in a franchise system.
Yeah.
That we cannot bring our own mind in that system.
Because we are living in survival mode.
This system has nothing to do about our culture, our being as a person. Look, let me tell you one thing. Did you know housing subsidy in Japan?
Yeah. Yes.
Mara ne pangero ali contribute ngapi? Ali contribute 16.5.
Yeah.
Mwe to contribute 16.5 and something like that.
Mara
ndone ongo wambo ando toti nga ingo ndinane o 30% jo embo linane whatever amount of it. Nga ingo ndinane o 30% na yo keshi.
Yeah.
Oiki ti futu kwara mwe na mwe pangero to kufutu.
To futu koshi ndikareka andiri monshi.
Oskisa isa yo keshi.
Yeah.
That option is not there. You understand? But even then, that option is not there. And this is our mind. And we think now from culture point of view, and
that
thing. Yeah. You know, the other time, Professor, that I hear you, unoku karau no onjo pope onjo.
Shall we put a new intro? Onjo, they can keep you up at night.
Marane, when these people are making these laws, nobody's thinking about and guaharane kukaramonjo, it's your choice. Maranguno kesho bueno lina un millón adiri tano.
Uno 30% ayo inte epangiru na iture kwa na o 65 o 60% ayo ningo is it 70?
Kuchane epangiru na difutu no vura da diondo no jaha futi is okay. Maranga ena difute kwa kesho anje ete mana.
Banga taikara yiri mo arrangement na government not with the person. So if the payments are not made, it is no longer the person's problem, it is the government's problem.
Mara ne ngerewe sitara ne shit. Ngaranda toti for you to control the economy now.
Yeah.
Then we talk about ownership, the sovereignty now.
Yeah.
So you think about Shirongo Shino technical is not yours. Shawa ninga epuko, ombanga, rasaharara, etanoja ninga epuko. Witego. Etan ombanga iburuku increase, saro reporet. Ombanga. Anka dampota potamendisha no beku Namibia. Mana kwati swa kome. Reporet tai buruku, daring mane na kusene kome, pombada nina no presenta ningo, onlongo na, onlongo mbaji. Nobody is affording a house. At hot remember that we cannot afford to lose the pangamal job. Then they cannot afford to lose the power. Social entity, slowly by slowly. Ngayando, if I was there, I could have said, okay, look, Oshimasa Pungapa, no?
Yeah.
This is a mathematics. So, same batuno mambo, natural to no tupe option. Ja pesa afute ko mambo getupo. Kumbanga, umambo paka karagiri ku kujepes, jepes ana unga kune property ni.
Yeah.
Now we own ourselves. We no longer own the franchises. So for none, that provision is not there, and I also understand maybe they might not have capacity. Uvirendi na je na telekomano ya kimbwa wa. Imagine the president of the country hacking. What you are going to talk about it to do?
Hey!
What
about it to do? No worry.
What you are going to talk about it? Shall we tell you the president of hacking? Then what? And the security in the name posted machinery. You know, mama,
yeah.
And the mama got up to a button. I could pass a press a button at any time.
But unfortunately.
So, yeah, these are the issues. But at any, it has been a shitty, pachevi, yet any, shirong. Kucha, say, shirongo heavy, or shaturingi, it has to rukurandurara, umpoli rara, to the monk or womba. Oshinahetang. O problema inyo no kuche o parajarism of ideas. And I command the droga too, but nobody is taking them. By the way, the way it's koskora and orom rakuja no.
Don't plagiarize, yeah. Without citing the owner.
You cannot use somebody's idea without acknowledging.
Yes.
Mara ne mbano nayo, number one, they are not acknowledging the idea for this person. Number two, they are not even calling the person on the discussion table. So she's the owner of the idea, kucha, usikucha, ontungo kweta poshima, madina droge, okusheta meko jagono mokati, in the future, otega wedere.
Yeah.
From time to time. Botoka kawaderangini when it was not yours. Yeah.
Oh, stop arampo? Po, o plana iya stop.
Yeah.
Because it was not yours.
Aife moirongo, unaikatu. Even now, they just want to steal people's idea and chase them. They still, it's like they want to get the mandate from the public. Wait a bit on two ideas, Papo, your public is supportamos. Now, by for that, this is what the public want.
Mara, the public doesn't want it in the way you implement it.
Yeah.
Because you never consulted the public.
The public, yeah. So this is just your assumption from what you've read but not heard from the horse's mouth.
People must borrow.
Yeah.
Then they create their own opportunities at the expense of the people's ideas. But they need to be taken. But society, and they just put their own middlemen there.
There was a time, Tatekwezi, I wanted to open a second branch. I wanted to open it at Baines. You know where Baines is, Mos? Baines Park? So there was an open space there at Baines. Now, when you hear of... not for Baines, for OK Foods, Shikeko Pioneer's Park. So now, there was an open space there that I saw, and I was like, I want this space. Mm-hmm. Now, when you hear of Baines, right, you assume that the rent is extremely high. And then you inquire with some of the people that are there, and then you hear how much the rent is. Then you think it's doable, Mos. So I called the people that run the rental there in the center. And do you know what they're asking? They're asking for your business plan. They're asking for your idea and your projections of how your business is going to do. And then they can consider putting you in the place and giving you the place for you to rent it. So at this time I was like, no, it's not a problem. Maybe they're just being safe about the type of people that they are putting into the building, Anishim. Then I submitted. When I submitted, they called back, like, I think after a week or two. Then they said, unfortunately, the place had already been given to somebody else. And they were already asking me, I think it was like 35, ne? Which is unmanageable, by the way. It is way too expensive because the property next to it, the rent there is 9. So, Why would my rent now be 35, right? But I was like, I was listening. So they said, no, we can't give it to any, like, no, unfortunately, we don't have space for you. I said, no, it's fine. Thank you so much. Can I have my papers back? It's like, no, the papers have been disposed of. I was okay. All right. Then I come back to Baines in 2 weeks' time. And then I find the exact same business doing business there. Exactly the same tactic with exactly the same. It's a retail and it is also service. Exactly the same. I was like, wow. I was so shocked. Yeah. I was like, wow, okay. Wow. Yeah. Because if it was a matter of just coming to rent, why would you need my business plan?
So net and
yeah.
We have those issues like that.
Yeah.
And to hire kapopa dira dirogat.
Yeah.
Mara nenge nengo kukurayo kwa kono huru.
Yes. To prove it.
The point that you are driving here is to say, kucha, my friend, omunu ufusi omadiradiro gantu.
Yes.
No idea that.
Yeah.
But this people, we let it go. Gandhi no ikore wa shimene, wamona, leina monu kweita.
Yeah.
Kireita. Ukoro.
Yeah. Bullets.
Computer shimena. Shafo sinukange.
Yeah, okay.
You know, apparently that guy, because I'm taking a proposal, I go, Tinimago. Those guys, they are rejecting Oshimashant.
Of course.
You're tired of my idea, you're tired of implementing. Shoshu, wait, the Shimashina, she I come
here. Shashu, Shasta Karashmpono. Shashi, the person that made the idea, the person that came up with the idea is not there.
O problem, Okucha, O Madravi Togaka. No. Paife nguno, oshimita vuru kutikira nasho shashi, shapate ningu pungwi. Mbwe shipate ngeza, shidakwa, itaduru.
Yeah. Instead of just working together, if you want to work together, tell me that my idea is nice, man. And tell me you sponsor my idea. Yeah. Eh? And then we work together so that I can also get something. Don't try and crook me out of my idea.
Who are not the owners? Why? Chasti, you rob the person, the genuine person who is the owner of the idea. Chasti, mati la dil toga kuna fato gafar. Chasti, oten huwe to me dil dilo.
Yeah.
It's a natural position.
Opuno
ntungu ne. Oshi meshi esipewa esi. Iharongo no ligu kuye it.
To create it or to bring it to life because it's nothing.
It's nothing. Mango to Bukaresho, Mambo, Jo, Eteko Score, Masimasto Shetaka. Otu Harara to push Manque Niken, Sosho Etitaburkuya Moscore, Nengoi Moscore, Itaburkura Dina, Cosa not you.
Exactly. And that is why I keep saying that the Quedicucha, your idea that we are in business for different reasons. The sooner we stop competing with one another, right? The better. Because everybody has their reason for doing what they are doing. Somebody doesn't want to be wealthy. Some person just wants to keep themselves busy. Yeah? That's that they want to create this business of theirs that keeps themselves busy and that's it. Shashinokuna nani mariwe injinj. Then there's somebody that aha kukuse zimari hekohi, you understand? Then there are others that want to make the world a better place. There are others that want to do this. There are others that want to pay for medication. There are others, like...
Yeah. There are those who are given by God.
Those who are forcing it.
Who are forcing it. Yene mba ha forcing ini mba. Ota blocking ha.
Mba ya pewa. Mba
ya pewa. Ode ho? Onu mba pewa. That's why you see those people, they are not competitive, they don't compete. Because for them, how can you compete with something that you have? Can you compete with a child that not
Yes.
But nobody's. The reason why you see Chinese are what? A tandrukin, Chara no ya monongo zinge takambeza na kama na kuchongoza ya rongwa moshike ya ilo mwengi ni naa rongi pongo ya changa. Ayo kwa mwono ike uneshina joku ningi tenda joku ningi pereki is going to try. Ayo kwa mwono ike uwa like. So, tene our education is not like that. Tene torongo ike uste bara buko nenda muna kucha no shirongo tuju nene mwudi kumani. Ashi, those that are innovative, we are killing them. Telling them, ah, no, you need to follow this process and what, on the, following the process. So, I think I'm going to go to the government. I'm going to any recognition, even a Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel Peace Prize.
Of course.
Who said only United Nations can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Ne?
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
Mm-hmm.
Look, social debt is the one that is for inch, and we must recognize that. There are people who really wanted to just to make a world a better place.
Yeah.
But
every day, as we will show them that those things they don't work here. Every day, we will kill their dreams. You just want to make the world a better place. You just want people to be happy. You just want everybody to have, as we want to have alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Toka monara, she must show it a chatura everywhere. Aye.
Marita, si kokure.
Mm-hmm.
Madira zero wega kaka gena fatagai, kuna pato gafara.
Mm-hmm.
Tare kurisas, unjoka nguropu, wastaka.
Mm.
Yeah. Stage 2. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Ma to tiene kuchane mukwachane mpono there is a need angapwe onkaro umwe kucha onungero tocho madiradiro but nangapro they must prove it even in court.
Mm.
They must take those evidence to court.
Mm-hmm.
To prove kucha yes, this idea is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were submitting in my yango or toshang the number pira kucha no this idea is in.
Yeah.
Just to hear, just from you like that. Naningo madira, what are I? It's only my head. Let us can ask. Ewa. Monsi to one even win of the eye. Oh, Evotori and Japonak. What? Kujene no nak.
Eh.
Shashando kwaje naneku kupa those proof.
Mm-hmm.
Shashingawa imwe to kataramo na ape ugama nekucha. Ugontara kanjo. Or Saima even after.
Yeah.
Koni must have been him and nailed them from there.
Yeah. But they will never allow you into the meeting. Because who are you also? They will never. It's just like there's a guy that complains about the what? The taxi numbers.
Hmm.
The taxi numbers, this W110. Hmm?
Mm.
He says that it was his idea. He patented it. He did everything for it. And then they just took it.
Yeah.
He has complained about it here to me like maybe 10 times in the past 4 years.
Mm.
And it's just like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Dishando ini mambino kari yetu ka.
Yeah.
Wateko, ini magari yetu. Ndere ini otu yi kusanga kirumu.
Okay.
Mara shita, some of these people who are doing this thing, they are also teaching at university.
Yeah.
They are teaching operajarism.
Yes.
But they are the same people again.
Who are criticizing people for plagiarizing.
Oh, is it a paradigm?
Eh, ma, ta criticize no? Intellectual property.
Yeah?
It's
ma, what is your ethics now and the integrity? Right?
Yeah.
Show you that he nanyi matu shironge nyara.
Mm.
To pass.
Yeah.
But we are not practicing it.
Mm.
And
there's not much that we are practicing here.
Yeah, no, no, no. Shower and do a so in a moment interview, the couple. How do you solve conflict? tell us something. In my head, I know. My mother, the upper name.
Yeah. Nani, nae ke shish. Nae opo taka trainga how to solve conflict.
Ahawe,
The way they solve conflict. Hey! Yeah, say, yeah, she didn't want to get it, but I didn't get interview, she died. Yeah? Or minutes it has the counting, what? After hours, no clocking. No overtime.
Serious intervention.
Yeah.
Oppo police stealing what they call matu, not only to pass. But the thing must be in your heart.
Yeah.
Whatever. The thing must be in your heart.
Yeah.
That's why they are happy. Iovuru kukara. I am to. In Apuka, when they put two disciplines of study.
Yeah.
Public and private.
Yeah.
But if iovuru ne kukara they run to or private and what omwe pe arongere me.
Mo public, yeah.
No.
Mm.
It's totally wrong.
That is putting somebody in survival mode, because then that is a stressful situation over a prolonged period of time, because you didn't receive the adequate training and the adequate education for the environment in which you are going to be in.
Did you know, Paife, between public and private? There are those who really want, and don't think, you really want to serve the public.
Yeah.
Yes. But there are those who are there just to make business. Yeah.
For the private sector.
For them, when they talk of the client.
Get all your essential products for just $99 Namibian at USAID. 1 kilogram each of Rice King rice, Top Score or Bokomo Super Maize meal, Sugar King white or brown sugar, 500 grams Pasta Polana or Pasta King, and 750 milliliters Right Brand sunflower seed oil. All 5 products for only $99 Namibian. You save. I save. Yes, we all save at You Save.
Alrighty, good evening. Yes, that's good.
Yeah, Popo Neo Monocucha. For us, you want an intervention to touch the majority.
Yeah.
Of people getting open intervention. That intervention must touch a lot of people. But if a private ane or intervention I is to benefit, you know,
yeah,
a friend or what, or a business associate. That is the type of client that you serve. Also, the dilangi ano nenga ano machine ngomono doti tara. Look, we have a serious issue that need to be addressed tara.
Yeah.
On the rope, Haivurungi ni kuya poshima. Yeah, that ponkund. Yota, ota proclaima onga badandoropa. Manganes ta proclaima. So, antina futu. You just take kucha, no, I take the land, I'm homo limen jondorop. I know to futa pomos.
Yeah.
What they go?
Yeah.
I send way to tame kitoko sakomavigan. It will pass over to the person.
What
is that? Mara wete ne kuchontungu yowen kuso livelihood ayai. Ngwe watame kaku ningi maruwa yowen. Marontungu ya inomfuta. There was no compensation.
Yes.
No, this is an issue. Wait, nende toku sapranto. Ndai poshi mino tura poshi.
Yeah, it's just empty.
Pigina, evito kariyo li kipingo vromene ngombati.
With no development.
Antopo, without any development.
Yeah.
Marantu, waya kusapo, waya onena o livelihood ayao, ya iko kura ye lipoha do pati, no kura no spangero, no mankuru aran. Dejaso ir y pongo a Pondoropa. Voy a ver si tú que hacen gurú de la necojumbura. Wete ko?
Yeah.
Mana tangu evidence ya onyo no? Nga anditi, no, anongwe kurombere kucha. The people there, they cannot afford it. And nontungu, he didn't do any locket sign.
Yeah.
Okwaya kumoninde tako. Eta pezi minino kuchaa, eta vuru kupewa, arande kwevinjo. Yo, yezi minino, you know, havuru kufarako, komba angamba angata impimari. Who said the people who are there cannot do that?
Yeah.
Chashingo we arombwere, tokea, no, evindino, eta jaya, neno 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 Tamvuku approaching on Bangamas.
Yeah, Nanyewo.
Nanyewo.
Mm-hmm.
Maruna, Rakucha, on Bangi, take up in Maraca, and no guarantee between you and
the bank.
And the bank?
Mm-hmm.
Who said the ordinary people will not do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why we have to chase them?
Mm-hmm.
Why we are not even giving them interest in the business, even no Magumaga Tagatungwap?
Yeah.
Paifi Poshimototungupa Magum.
Mm-hmm.
Komagumbo otaga ataga rando anto ha futu kese mvura oye. Ano sigo arita amana ya
kufutu. 20 years.
Chinguno tazi momo otamu ingu kwa hoteli zani sapra igrat.
Yeah.
Mara ambisa tuti antu nemba kusapi vinjono. Ye na kukara ina moshemo.
Eh, nane muya tungire ne gumbo ne nayo.
Tara, shapo tungbo mambo gejo, tendi. Shwa mfutu nga ima wanzo kumbanga.
Yeah.
Bosa. Get on foot 10,000 da, then I do a Namangan and the LV.
Yeah.
But the go. She and Botokan is and disaponatanga highway, or show in Arakuya. Like that.
Yeah.
Simple mathematics like that. But Marane Moku the Arakutan, we are not thinking like this. We are just there to exploit the people.
She
should wait to system, as you know, Oyoku, Yombanga, Oyoku Santo. Evi naroja jadi kuswa kwa njepo. Mapesa jadi kuswa kwa kondoropa. Mego jatokara.
Mego jatokara. Mego jatokara.
Tara. Ngeishimira kengwe divayano keke nyoko shakati. Antara nisevi kushirumbu.
Tiara uwe.
Shirumbu hapo hazi. Ndoto nisevi kushirumbu. Toku sapra antu the native. Saku sapra. Who said the natives themselves there cannot afford? Mara is because we are making these deals. Because we have private people who are pursuing private interest in the public institution. Yeah? Evita tekuru ngeropuna.
Yeah.
We give opportunities to those people which every study name on the ropangi. Otamvuruku futu aponishi.
Yeah.
Mara otamvuruku lirandapo. Tankatari maro akombanga. Sasotaru napo putungo magumbo. Tantungo magumbo tanlandis. Simple mathematics like that. Ngerene waharandu netazi pongo ugatunge. Then people must own shares there. Mama gumbo ikemu. Kakunondu Chinese ne. Kakunondu akusevike pangero monkaro go reforma ni kwa chikenga o. Deta karaje paga. Look. Aife poshi mangera ta antu. Yama akuswa neko mikundana. Deta katungiru e flight ane nege. Ando mondoro pandi.
Yeah.
E family ne indi da kusomwa. Dijeta kusoma vi. Adi tungiru ane nego ka free chaka domos.
Yeah.
Oma uru karo. Oma free tange nenge ugeri ne. Ni manengo di yo 20 kwa pomba damos. Yo nende familia di yo 10. The rest are oya omosta katare ndi get the money come to them. Iwaru kwa mwataka damos.
Yeah.
Simple mathematics like that. Why you need to push people into poverty? When you on to tavru kutu ngapo na service apo, push mamp. Service awe ni, yo mahoti. Bara antui na kai na moshe mo service amoka. Yo yeye di pezi njo. No, start a long with a shishi like it. Oda shishi wa, mara, omurwa ne.
It's not right.
Omako shi sasano nga tuna mo mbeleo.
Mm.
Private and public.
Yeah.
Yeah? Opportunity, so that you create opportunity as a public. Your intervention must touch a lot of people, and you must empower the people.
Mm.
Ne? You create opportunity for them. So, Oshike, Mama Bogamono, Omuna Rana, to Yeshikutunga. Yenanego Gampan Yukutunga.
Yeah. But you don't ask anyone for anything. Oh. You come with your own people.
Oh.
You're just like, it's just like the people that come with their own employees everywhere. They don't want to teach the natives.
You know, robbery, my friend.
Daylight.
That's a day.
Light robbery.
Me ukiriwa ikika apuna arakucha uze.
Shiri, shiri.
Barana kwa sikwana. Ya teke rafi jano akucha umamuro. Osho. Ma kutagea shahashi mangara. Ontu ino wakukucha. Edi. Iru mboshemu posi. Osise majino, nenga andicho friends. Nga ikande tenge rombu inai. Aye.
People must just know what it is that they are in. You
need to know how to use it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
You can't fight an enemy that you don't know, Tatekwezi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mara, siku nombe kucha. Kuna siku uko yenge kuna umwene. Oshima. No.
No.
Osise nage ku vite. Tomana po simbo joene na. Wafara ntutumbo mpauri. Sewi kutita ipuko. Siapu konkosungo witaro.
Mpauri lo, bra.
Ya. Uma mpauri lo tumbo mpata.
Ya.
Maro si jo ajino kucha. O isungero utuno isu paife. Me pangero ashte topo pingi. Kana na mashima ka nironga mukamo no muna ini miji yari. Imaro ata izimo. Otenda senti.
Yeah.
People are just fighting for that. Nervy.
Those
are the only issues. Nende umoneta kui kundashikano. Those are the only issues. Po. Mara sawa tarane kucha. Ante ya mwinmo system ya ninga mwenenge simbo.
Yeah.
E intervention no ya karapo. They have been doing the same thing over and over. It has existed.
Yeah.
I had to go extra papeni. Then you could do the same thing over and over. Queen, Minister, they do the same. But Shashi, as Natangum by Yedi Pombat, is the same face.
True, true.
Who are protecting the same interests over and over. So, Batman is going. Ngengo kapo pine tatu ya tuwe eko nendi kweko po isi nengo mba ya tuta kutuwa no ya kima wamba ngaine khara shoshe teti buno ngaine khara kuta megera mpoka tara puno isu ini opuno isu ya taras na miti kwa bairi ngwa utarunga tike pangata opuno isu ya ena mibia kwa bairi ngwa
utarunga
tike pangata.
Yeah.
Eto tarane kucha mo fishero to makani ningapi. Eto tarane kucha mo nandio makani ningapi. Mira na roboti.
Yeah.
Eto tarane kucha mo bifane nanga makani ningapi. Eto tarane shino ne paife no shonango kucha makani ningapi. Boto shikoge kene kucha shirongo shino yo ningapi. Now, omasiko iko matararata. Otakutiwa, ae pangero na liberi ngembo, nanko bilo no masere kajetato.
Yeah.
E pangero milo na tati kusabi. They are going to borrow.
Yeah.
What happened to the money that we're in to create opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
It's lost.
Yeah.
But nobody's talking like it like in such a way like that. Marangwata rane kucha, potras namibi no NPC share bearing out no enamibia until they close. Opakani maliwa, why? Opakani maliwa?
Yeah.
Why these people cannot be arrested? Cheka kucha o million zili o masere. Ngokaka bearing out the institutional loka. Enamibia mafo kwa faja bearing out ini mara dano po billion. Zishingan. Which means, omai matro bilione, eta ikana asiru.
But we never see any person being arrested.
Yeah.
Why they are not arrested? Oshikina mangwa.
Oshike. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick breather and I will be right back on the other side of this.
Lipura nenge lo wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe kike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarude dayo loka. Opone ushendite nawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM VI.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be. Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heart Strings. Yes, good evening. Okay, because basically what you're saying is that the country in itself, if we are relating it to the topic of tonight, the country itself is living in survival mode because of those that are governing, because they put us the citizens through traumatic experiences for a very long time, and now we are just out here stressed.
Yeah. We're not bailing out.
Yeah.
Because there is a loss. That's
yeah.
Mathematics.
Yeah.
Loss caused by who?
Mm.
How much was lost?
Yeah.
Mara, those who caused the loss. That's it. Nobody was arrested. Mara, we see. This one, the official.
Mara,
Nekuchana, I can't say Hita, man, waiting in a new show.
Yeah.
Mara, Nekuchana, now,
oshirongo shiri monjo masha prane nani kucha onjo tade ne onjo to neta dia monkaro wachanga chasi you borrow manando they creating an opportunity to grow the economy for the country for everybody y maroja y ahí estaría guapo canada
yeah
ne
mm.
Tai monja to the individual tangero shishaisha no ni mashi kaze moshi kwa tere opo ipanga nada ko tabishi na kojita dika khajer
yeah
o yo dika mamba of course pero se dano kwa ti o corruption is it is where is the blueprint
yeah
where is the blueprint ina to kharashi na tabishi popa monjo mokana ngo
mokana
moti
on paper
on paper
yeah put it on paper yeah. So we can see
yes
be transparent
it must be a law
yeah
so that it's known that is like that
man
how atarane shiri kuti do you think we ongoshi bwana shiri otanyiwa shiri ku fighting for property
yeah I don't think so
and no we are not
mo
okukiritaro ndoro pando we could have already empowered the people those who were on that land through that initiative you could have already done it like that simple mathematics
yeah
okukusa kwaike kuchae no omambo natural na jepe you already strengthened the economy
yeah.
in our own hand now what we now therefore we own ourselves now so
we can afford to pay ourselves
So po imane po no ponero no mucha inatunye ngwashiri okucha simulimwe I don't know ngikita tutira dzi maro ndetarune ne kucha o problem ye private people the followers want to control the majority and they have to deprive them of the opportunity to be able to control them
So basically, when we say survival mode for a country, it is generally referred to as a state where a nation faces severe, prolonged challenges that threaten its basic functionality and well-being, requiring significant adjustments and potential drastic measures to end and overcome a crisis. But, that is now the drastic measures that are put into place to endure and overcome the crisis. But now we are just enduring. We are not overcoming the crisis. It's just bill after bill after bill after bill, loan after loan after loan after loan.
When
does it end? Because we are supposed to overcome this crisis, but.
Yeah.
But it's not coming. The overcoming is not coming.
Tara, people, they are waiting for the... You know, it's only the government can end this. But when the government is attacking itself now, attacking the state, she's going to say, no, we must know. I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
yeah.
Yeah. Kasi, the government work at the pressure of the state. Mara, for us, there's no difference between the state and the what?
The government.
The government. Even when the government is going astray, dainga upidimo stay against the state.
Yeah.
Then the state is unable to defend itself. From the
government.
Kasi, odoti no, and who, ounara kuya creating the opportunity. Opportunity mo weta leta. Let the people themselves. Opuno bito ando ta kireta wini. Opuno ngwe mo ando kireta on kito topan. Kira ando adere endo Europa lono. If that the model could be used, ne?
Yeah.
To say no. We just ask these people, then let these people that we are ownership to agreement to buy the land.
Mm.
Let them go to the bank and get the money.
Mm.
Themselves. And they are going to go to the bank. They are going to go to the bank. No, standing down.
Mm.
Is it a difficult thing like that? Now, why are you not here? Can't you see that you already empowering 20 families?
At least 10.
Just imagine an ekucha or akusama gumbo and to Ningerina Roma Segatatu. Out of poverty. Chasa with a pondoro petrosa. Paisengere or what in I that trap of fabric. Ano to Tungupone, Ponsia, to Tungupoka, it's okay. Oshigene bari poni kainamu oshemuga.
Yeah.
Muningo to charging an hour in Texas, right? Marathon in there or disturbance. Shut up money. So, Marango Atarane Lingo Compassion Policy in Jodita. Kai no hono paheti though. Oidi Pantica washing work. Sasanua Kamuna, Ekuma. Marango Atarakucha on the da in Bojadikanomi. Your para.
Yeah.
Opara, no more story in English. Biopara, Raposa. Eat in Biopara. Oye, que Josita, Tostrago, Copresa, Opar. Eat in there, what up was on the down with, waiting out with your pork, ticket on the skipping boat. On the down with no cucumba and a cushike, Mara, who with the cushion and okay, no sugar. Quarura, no sugar. Yoshike, Yoshingor. Tuta eneti kire ni montop.
Yeah.
Kakuna nindo woman. And we are seeing, apparently we are fighting poverty and unemployment. That the green meet up to Kusapa Shashi. On Karongo, that wrong is that we push up for poverty.
Yeah.
That wrong is on Karo Shingoro, what are we in Paris, wearing anger?
Yeah.
That went very nice, Rumbo. Go take on Banga Shirumbo. What go?
Yeah.
Marango to Tieta is in Gota Trongi so Omodera Tieta is far.
It still stays within.
Ani Rongaehe, Taime Patasanana Muni, Tatu Vija on Jono, Tai. What go?
Yeah.
Tatimbusa, Tantu, Boda Dazipo. What go? Idazipo, Ola, that's all project. Ita Tungiro, Omambo. Bani Marata is called Jepe.
Yeah.
JPS Foguna Moshe, Sashman Bogi, Mangandi Namanakuta. Number two, J. Tankas Rokunamo Oshe through written text. A Kwasibana name Bonaco Sapoya to now in Amoshe Sashi or Mambongono Egatung, your Nohota Garena Moshe Sigo, Arukiswaru. My provision and Lino is not there.
Yeah.
There's no such a provision. Otomugu Santu Shiri Poshimo Payakara and the livelihood dial. They shall wait the Shantu Taku Sapat Mamakut. Wait a go.
Yeah.
I mean by Kucharu the Mamakut. Okutingo Wapo. Pay for Taka, a penny.
Yeah.
Kutaku penny. Pay for Taka.
So put the Taku Popo? No. Anyways. So.
Now, and Manotoka Fara and a penny. Where are we to take these people? Yo inima zonwara. Tuna iko vetanzi ya die to benefit. Weteko?
Yeah.
You need to die to benefit. Epangero kwa alizi mpoja filizinga masugandu. Ano toka pewa rasawa penzeru. Nenge wasu. Nenge wasu nizo kucho maspita kwa akumulati ngae. Masugandu tegemo.
Ta nige nga buka kusu kwa ndaringe.
Ano, cuéntame. Yo soy este es para ver company o más cobro grande salgo company no tengo primero. Y vambole tú ni.
Vambole tú ya tú ningún gao. ya tuningi ngao kashishambule tosho. Kashishambule tosho ya tuningi ngao.
Yeah. Ambele tine oshikene. Just that be a mindset I can, you know. Kucha ma you must benefit when you die. Kaishara min na gesite na to popi mika inengoyo yo la skav. Wete, the other thing, Tara. And then they should have a mock at the corner of my mom with the pop sale.
Yeah.
Is that a contributor called Oshobi? Tara, Punahi machine. Shilling a kucha. Onga jiwironga.
Yeah.
Okwain showering it to
Hello, hello. Can you go with it now? That's the question. I can't hear you. Sure. Hello?
Hey, Puno Body Kuta. Oete.
Yeah.
Ando, mungaji wirogota inshuaringa,
Ando, yeah.
Shara ne ya, ya inshuaringa, shao injaringa ne mironga.
Yeah.
Nende was. Openzera yo irire.
Yeah.
Bueno,
insurance. No insurance.
Take foot.
Mana, shunga haningano. Nengo haninganga omo private sector? Don't they do that?
Dara, we tengo injaringa mirongi torongo enimos.
Yeah.
Security. Boarding.
Medically board.
75, I mean, I know 70% of your salary.
Okay. Just hold the line, Tatekwede.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian.
Passionately
feeding the nation.
Feeding the nation.
Feeding the nation. Yes, that's
a Sarah, I think you're in Jaringa Mirong.
Yeah.
You need to work on the way, Havanga, Pata, Oshutia, Mangapane, Menego, Meras, Namuna, Meneke, Mikramos, like that.
Spinal cord TB.
Or boarding, like.
Yeah, medically bored.
Or futuara 70% of your salary.
Until you turn 60.
Until that, or you come from no
Haman. Okay.
Imagine how na ranendo 35. It's like that. Remember ne, ngerewa boarding mamoro unkundi.
Yeah.
Or 75, or 75 ayo topewa yo. Imaruambi ni yo salary topewa. Or 60% I marwanda to kato irongi tapoyo
medical. Yeah, mosh panger.
Inashi fashion wali yo ekama wa uri normal. It's open and shimbon. Zero.
Okay, medical aid da?
Yeah, or medical aid you know could deplete.
Yeah.
You know already.
Yeah.
Some condition that I could provide to your spangle, get more like that. Medical
depleting. Yeah. We are redirecting funds.
Yeah, pay for shoe hammer. Your salary pay cut to the for 70% down.
Yeah, quack with
one. Or 60% died, you don't get up for where to go.
Yeah.
Pay for how? How are you going to, your family going to survive?
Yeah.
because of the security, no, or half to Arab for a certain period of time, you have to swallow.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's now in a certain amount of pressure that I depleting, I can't depleting up.
Hmm.
What they go, in case I go as Capuna Solimbo, no, and the title of under his messenger, the telegraphing that I hope. No matter. Wawa tiri mirongo, oinja don juti ni engata wawa tiri mirongo.
Yeah.
Wama nesponga mirongo, eto siri mirongo.
Hmm.
Amtaya kwe tiraro kondenensa watu watu. Mangane, ifumbiko joe, koniwa ifumbiko nige, mangina ifumbiko antu piongo, pekala ya tura.
Of course.
They had the next victim. Yeah. Ate ko? Maro tatu tine, ngere mbe. On the quality and showing what?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Kucha and go, what's he, what's your name? I'm going to go, me don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
Sashon, two name, and what a footu.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I'm going to go, what a footu.
Yeah.
So what? O queen showing, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Shane, what's he going to go? Topo, Pesera, Poidi, go, so Pesera, Poidi. Yeah, so you're going to take a party, that is sort of the thing.
Yeah.
I find no issue in Gayo any against the danger that you put them in the workplace. Unen English may be now.
Yeah.
Marangwatarane, which are Geresima, so no, or share. Can't you see Kucha air in play Kakunan to Tamonene Iponga Moshe?
Milonga.
Milonga, no. Nengesi Osponga, Siepo, Itapukarawe Puno Gepa. On to Motafi. Este clip es que uno no suena, uno no va a huyar, ojalá que uno escuela no se tú. De na, un futasí pone. Estará grario.
Ya.
Yo campanita y taraco y con ni más tú. Cucha el barro en tu monoga. Nengue, the people who are depending on this person no ina no. Gena muy ina no se tú. Mara, no en yo, oye macho, nengo, o vida, y toshimo no moga. Number one, oi mashia, oi sponsoring mambera ko international labor organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's a foreign thing. What interest do they have in it? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All foreign, they say, all the other sponsoring are all better than the change.
Sure.
Where they go?
Mm-hmm.
There are many, the native are sure, mona, and I'm just talking about it. It's a shit to a movie.
Mm.
Yeah? Mm. Kwa marando shwe shwe te kucha. Paise fore na ando. Ota di amo shino gomuno. Ta di ope dinge e nina. Anto yetu ta kwa toko mikishi. Uge shime nengo tibi indo no no kansa. Moreke miko zaro misa.
Ya
mwita asara miko nga moro ashke like that.
Mm.
Ata sigiru anomi gimba na nirema.
Yeah.
Ato ta kino kiro nga oni mari.
Mm.
Ngo wakara panayi kase kante. Omizimba, Nirema, Norhep.
Yeah.
Simple mathematics like that.
Mm-hmm.
Marando totini, aye. Untugiro kwasi hawe, kunanga kufika posha.
Yeah.
Ando nenge, pamungerita shishi wane, not all work industry, tadivuru kupuruntua kare insuring. Maramo minaiki. Adi, people were supposed to be insured.
Mm.
Because of the risk and dangers that involve in those work environments.
Mm.
Yene mbae ni mwenye ni mwenye mwenye mwenye. Foreign investors, hape ana mwenye ngao. Toke ana mwenye unaka. Yeah? How are you going to make sure kucha at least? Yeah?
Mm.
Itafuto aroteksa. Inagaza alironga. Natango o, oye insuringa our people.
Mm.
The life and the health. No mojoro they want. They invest in it. Mara ne, Epangroje to Nina to it to name. They will not consider those things.
Mm-hmm.
So that it is, O Madira Virogan, Ranamibia, and Namibians themselves, Oponamba Hadira Vira, Pahevi, Yenoqua, Nantu, Nosherong. Mara Kesukum Honotopotan or Hepotokus Aponian. Gero antum batarongo, yo yakwata, oyo mitendo magumbo, yo enende every winner harongo, haburukusa.
That's your condition.
Yeah.
Opo. Very simple like that. I say, Omba Shota get the Kuruna. When are you, Omba Shota get the Kuruna? On the Ropa, she waited there, Pongago, Latunga, Kosikomina. Pani Ronga, Omina, your mommy, no, Yatungi, Siso Mambonga. Paisa no chicken nare arong yo mommy na nare ina magumo.
Yeah. What's the difference if not just the administration?
Just a decision making.
Mara, to go into power and then you abolish things that benefit your people, like shiri shiriara, like why? Kuchaa e na tu kusepo police engineer yake ugumwe ta pewe ugumbo tsita tu ye thara ya kale ya rending osh to yara tu kusepo police ye ya sikama po yara nawa nawa and you just take it away because why
katu bojio safezar muda ninga katu odeko
Que simbo ndo akinjikana.
Nga uchi kujafika andikore kupota. Pare zira yo individuala. Sashi o individuala nende ukarewa. O ntuara. Dere the rest is.
You are doing nothing.
Yeah.
Kuzi nebuka yo no ulimane zodi wapo tani ye. Maarushisha kucha the majority of them. Do you think you otoka na una peace of mind?
No.
No. Just wait another manga to want to die. Get it? They don't have opportunity. For survival. I don't know. No matter of work. Takaita, no matter of Guinea, no, don't bad the jam, ma'am. We are my own, my own bomb. I think I can. I am not talking about my happy. Eh? My baby, Taka, see you right? No more, yes, ma'am.
Ngira tu ilandisa omorashi ketu no problema na shwan.
Landifandati. Oikano.
Shima shiri legal.
Oinango shapuka na puturu a control mesa ukiri. Simple. Mahabiri ngo de wete kujo na puka. Na zama mashirongo kuchita zilante zama.
Yeah. Which mbura yo neta contribute ko shike ko economy yo mara it's because 70-80% of your population they are struggling with an alcohol problem but it's because they are living in survival mode because of the crisis that you have created. Now your people are depressed because of the conditions in which you have allowed in your governance.
Yes.
And alcohol is cheaper. It's cheaper than buying a house.
Yeah. Everywhere.
To put the kids through school.
What? Yeah. Adalia mada chai toma tomu sima roetu.
Yeah.
Katu kuti no school.
Yeah.
Are they wrong? No.
No, they're not.
What is the intervention as a government now?
Yeah.
To make sure.
Because if education was free, for example. If education was free, then nobody would be selling alcohol to put their children through school.
That one would not be a reason.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a reason. If we all had had households in the first place, then we wouldn't be suffering with the payment of rent. Yes.
Yeah. You are not putting them to that, to assist you to solve the housing issue.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are selling land.
Housing.
So, opaja arapuna relationship.
There was just order. There was order. Oof.
Yeah, just was the order to say, look, onga yugironga ngoko ya potapure vi limpa reta tungu. Wey muniyo to turapara osiwa resiste mano marushena articulation ni machanga. Mata tumi he. I maruangu ido tega wipe we that time. You understand why? Shashoto imono marite nteksa. No municipal service of itorani. Yone municipality ita huru we musike na siku ateke.
Yeah.
Why do you need your money right now? Yeah?
Yeah.
I marua itovuru kuchana e munyo kwaran zevi o milano master gata. For what? Ngengo tapu investment data yapo. Andi na e kupi marua tate kuru e ampare evojo emos. Till the land. Then I imarando ta eta dimere peta crite opportunity.
Yeah.
Eta tame ke ta futu ya no marushina ne shike ta kutu antu ta randa na ko magumbona ta tame ke ta futu.
Yeah.
O monsteresa. That's a simple mathematics. So, but mara amene ni should ditene shamuni anotar ne servi. Nende opununga yiwironga khara kutungira ni dango magumbo. Ndere okuno mirera ne nenga vijo mirong on long. Weteko, ena nironga edinende, weje minongo mbalia harumagomba. Mare viku mwenye anuwa jino mbile nolongo. Beko hige nolonga afford. Ne? Mare vinge mwenye kwa telikanja hapu chevuo njo no, hatu liseve sa hapu. Ten, o mbile nolongo ndano dati turuwa mo, mokuseve, mokutungo magumbo. Ati wama noru haromba shu tazikuru. Ye?
Yeah, o tazikuru.
Pani kurusha si, pai fondo kuno miro na dini ndato unpe na arosevesa eno miro na nengo miro na im, yoku na ni ronga elian, harongo posevesa, ndo kwa kagua tungire magumu, umaru garwa propa, mara ne, evi mimi moja anoto jani sana nde, ukomiro na dini ndato. Pai se onga yuko ronga taka tungire kumbangaji, te ani ronga taka tungire do miro na ndajo zeni. And to let the people understand that the true existence of this institution is to create opportunities not to make profit.
Yeah.
No. It's a vuruku kato chano torandisa. Torandisa vitalilandisa roshkan. Every oshironga shamunyo kusele saarevi. Marina won't be a service with Zimo when I'm to shut up and get a photo written text.
Yeah.
But if you know when those chapel upon name, bank. Bank is not going to be in a for free. It must at the cost. So, so it's a good kind of man where I'm a rookie limbo. So, she in a hala and get a chap. Or she not one fashion me wrong. She rumbo. You make sure. Mare pangeran don't you make a shakucha? Open him a rag when I was savvy. Get a money name a rocking. Then the central government must give money to service the land.
Yeah.
Simple. Nonto ando harongwa moka kifita tekulando. Okuna ara. Tabu kwa fadingarembu. Kedi ya fadingareke. Geronga yu virongo kwa tuwa. Ngereni itafuru. Ontu na peo plot. Kwa plot. Uchano. Yeah. Otendi kontributane nende oko plot. Opo. Ontu takalieta kongo. Nenatura pondo si, nenatura posikisiko.
Tatanga nomo, sa mende kuchota ningengi.
Taa, natukure mpondo, tumana.
Itatumana nanika?
Ay, natumana.
Alright, thank you so much, Tate Kwedhi.
Ewa.
Ciao, ciao.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about survival mode. Now, what is survival mode? Basically, it's being in a stressful state of mind, in a stressful place of being, right, for a prolonged period of time. So, what are the reasons why we can most probably be in survival mode? It could be chronic stress. It could be a lack of self-care. It could be trauma. And those are part of the reasons. So now, we're talking about Maria. So Maria is now with her parents and her younger sister, the three of them. And the parents don't speak English or Afrikaans very well. So Maria starts school and the parents are doing relatively fine, right? They're doing relatively fine and 8 months goes by and the children are happy and the household is happy. And then they eventually move out because now also parents, you know, parents also want privacy and they figured that they can also just go and beat their kaya somewhere there. So there is a property that is being rented. So okabashutaka rendingwa, and it was big enough for them to make a separation, you know, where there are at least two rooms, one for the girls and one for the parents, and then like a mini sitting room with like a kitchen, something like that. So it was good, you know. And in a year's time they were really working out, the parents, you know, they were really working out and life was going well. And Johan, you remember the boss of Peter? Johan had decided that he's going to be taking Peter to all the odd jobs. And at this time, Peter also got a phone and he's also learning, you know, learning how to speak a little bit. He's trying. You know, and he's trying here and there. So he'll ask the neighbor children to maybe come and read for him if it's an English or an Afrikaans message. But then also Maria at this point had also started to learn English and she was excelling in it. It's been a year, so she was excelling in it tremendously. And, you know, she's young, so her brain is working very, very fast. So Maria became the translator to her parents, you know. So Maria became the person that is dealing with the men said we must come and take water. No, the man said what? Oh, my father said, oh, my mother said, oh, my father said. And this is now she turns 13 and everybody's happy. And then on her 14th birthday, her dad goes to work. And at this point, he was working on an odd job. Now, there was a guy that was in their neighborhood, right, that had a serious problem. That had a very serious problem with Peter. He felt like, he was xenophobic basically. He's a native, but he was xenophobic and he felt like all the foreigners are coming to take the good jobs and all the foreigners are working and why is he not working? And he felt entitled to the work and he felt like, the foreigners are coming to take the jobs. So this man took it upon himself to just follow Peter and go and see like a friend, my friend, maybe I can also go and pick up papers there at the building where you guys are working. And mind you that this was the time that Grove was being built and this was the time that Prosperita was also growing, right? So there was always something for the blue collar guys. There was employment, you know, for the blue collar guys because people are building flats, people are building offices, people are building, there's infrastructure, there's forklift driving, there's a lot of work, you know? So there was work available. So this guy goes with Peter, right? And Peter is now a nice guy and they
they start to work, you know. Peter gets there, and then he said, ah, mi amigo, telling the employer, ah, mi amigo, friend, you know, work very hard, work. Okay, so this guy now explains and he translates, and then he's like, oh no, the tete is asking if I can also come and work here because he heard that you need someone and what, talking out to the employers. The employers don't have a problem because they generally trust Peter. They trust Peter because Peter is honest, Peter is rooted, Peter is a family man, Peter is the first one at work and the last one out, and he's just a good employee to have, you know. He's one of those employees where you say, take the keys and come and open for the others tomorrow, and Peter will be there at 6:30 before anybody comes, and he'll be waiting for everybody. You know, he became trustworthy, and that's why wherever he went, somewhere, somehow, the employers always called him back, you know, come tomorrow, Mongula, come tomorrow, Peter, you know, Prosperita, catch taxi, you know. So this guy starts working there by Peter, but he already has a bad energy, you know. He's already not in a good space. He's xenophobic. He's pretending to like Peter. And so his mission is not even to work. His mission is just so, like, hate, you know, sabotage. Yeah, that's sabotage kind of problem. So after a month or so of working, he noticed that, every time that he does something, right, this other guy, un neighbor guy, would come and say, no, this thing is not nice. It's not done properly. It's not what. He was always a critic. He was criticizing to the fullest, day in and out. He's criticizing. So one day while they are working, guess who shows up? Just guess. Guess who shows up?
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nuku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushenji fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile ko berewa vera hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
So they are there and they are working very hard. Guess who shows up? Immigrations. Hey! The immigrations officers. It was like, there's this other, you know, South African shows, ne? South Africa is having the time of their lives with their content. I think maybe it's their population because their content is deep, guys. If you spend a lot of time at home, ne, you will see, if you are enjoying TV, ne, you will see, which there's a lot of content there, South Africa. So they are working. And immigrations runs in and they are looking for Peter Dos Santos, Peter, and then go Peter Domingo Sawaji, Peter. And they ask like, yes, so where's your passport and what, how many days and you're not a citizen and shitty. You know, this guy is just there smirking, you know, he's just smirking there in the corners, and Peter gets like detained and he gets deported. So he was at least allowed an opportunity to go home. Mara, going home would mean exposing his family, right? It would mean exposing his family, and then the whole entire household gets deported. So he just opted to just book out, you know, if they're going to deport him, let them deport. And then the father goes and he gets deported and he's sent back to Angola. And this leaves now Maria, her younger sister, and her mother. The boy is still in Rundu. He's doing well, and he lives at the mosque. So he's fine, right? So now The mother has to get a move on. The mother has to start like doing something, because I mean, the rent still has to be paid. School still has to be done. Shoes. Everything still continues without the tate. So this is where the stressful situation starts for Maria. You know how children take up the burden of big people, and children often want to assist their parents the best way they can. So, because Maria had learned how to speak English, she became her mother's translator. Now, translating it's not a problem if it's just good morning, how are you? It becomes a problem when the child is basically within your problems as a parent. The child is within your problems. The child sees the bills. The child sees the texts. The child hears the comments and phone calls that are being put out there by people. You know, the landlord comes and then like, yeah, you people didn't pay rent and I want you guys to go out of my place so that I can find people that are going to pay. And you know, now your mother is asking you like, what is he saying? What is he saying? And now, the man is saying that, at least by Friday, we must have some of the money so that we can pay for the rent. But that's not what the landlord is saying. The landlord is saying, get out. But then Maria is now shielding her mother because her mother is in a difficult situation. And part of also the difficult situation was the fact that, they never heard from their dad again, like at all. He didn't call, he didn't text, they don't know if he's dead or alive, like, ooh, he was like nothing, like he was never here. You know, and neighbor, right? Neighbor didn't even stay long at the work because the work didn't he just ruined somebody's whole entire life, but for nothing, right? And now Maria's mother was a single mother. And she was a single mother, to two children, and she was now the breadwinner. So what the man had done was put in a gas fridge, right? There are some locations where you really can make money from relish. You really can make money from that. And then there are just some locations where you can't, where that's not the commodity, where kapana is maybe the commodity, or relish is the commodity, or maybe fish is the commodity, not beef, not lamb, not anything else, but fish is a commodity. And there are some locations where a small tuck shop is more lucrative. And then there are some places where $1 nappies and $2 sugars and $5 cooking oil, those are more lucrative for you. So she lived in a place where the relish in general was lucrative, and from that relish it was basically a quarter of the rent, right? And then there's also now taxi money for Maria to go to school. So Maria started opting to wake up a little bit earlier so that she can maybe start walking to school so that she can save the money. And this is the mind of a 13-year-old, you know, and this is her reality. So we're talking about prolonged stressful situations and traumatic situations. One, your father is stripped away from you. Your father goes AWOL and disappears. They know what happened to him because a neighbor came to tell them just to, I think, to rub it in, because if it was really just getting out of the foreigners out of the country, then he would have also ratted on Maria then, but he didn't. I think it was just out of spite of the father himself. You know, it was a personal vendetta. So he came to tell them like, yeah, your man, your husband is deported, gone back to Angola. Yeah, brah, tatapinias. Tatapinias, they're cruel. Oh, all right. So tatapinias told them, so the trauma of your father being taken away from you and you now having to pick up the slack to become your mother's partner. Now, by mother's partner is basically going through life, enduring your mother's now stress that she never had prior. Because, the mother used to sell the relish, you know, she sells the relish and then she stocks up. But now, if the person that gave you the capital that was also helping a little bit, or topping up on that so that things can run smoothly is gone away, then that means 100% of the bill is on you. That's why it was now difficult to stock up real relish. And then she had to now start looking for odd jobs, right? So she would go out when Maria is walking to school. She would also go, and then she would stand at the corners of intersections with a board that Maria had written that I'm looking for an ironing job, or I'm looking for a washing job, or I'm looking for a cleaning job, or something like that, you know. And she would stand there with a board, and some days she would get lucky, you know, where she can do ironing, and when she's done, maybe she goes and starts ironing at 8 o'clock, and then by 11 o'clock she's done, and then she'll go to the corner again with her board, or at the shops with her board, because she has most now a language barrier. So it was more of the board speaks for her. And then Maria would like write the address, and she would write the street name and where she has to go. So even if she was going to get a taxi when she's coming back, like around 7 o'clock, then she would know what to tell the taxi driver. And this left Maria very, very stressed and very, very worried about her mother, because her mother had a language barrier, and also her mother was so fragile and so depressed and so stressed and just in a bad situation. And she was also looking for her husband. And this was now the rumor of Okapope that's there in the Angola, the Angolan jail. Everybody that speaks about the jail in Angola, ne, is, everybody's like, that is something that you cannot even wish upon your worst enemy. Okapope. Apparently they are standing water. They are standing water with their arms up, you know, throughout the sentence. I don't know, man. Like, we've heard gnarly stories about Okapeopeo. And that is the assumption that Maria and her mother are also having, that maybe the person is gone to Okapeopeo. They can't really afford to drive out and go now to Angola to go and check, because one, they are in the country illegally. So that might also put them in danger when it comes to crossing borders. And it's just wild. And Maria is now interpreting conversations that her mother is having, and it's over a long period of time, and 5 years go by. And at this point, Maria is 18, and Maria is the caretaker of the family, basically. So Maria comes home at 2 o'clock, because she's working most. So school comes out at 1, then she works for an hour. So she'll come back, and then she'll also, help sell whatever is there, you know, whatever small relish, because the relish business still has to continue somewhere, somehow. And then she would make fat cakes, and then, her and her younger sister, they would now walk throughout the location and then sell the fat cakes. And then that also makes an income. And then when her mother comes back, if she gets like 3 tenders, that's like a Kayang 600 or a Kayang 300, depending on what the negotiations were. And you know, we have a tendency most now of exploiting one another. So this person will do this heap of clothes, this very big load, wash, iron, you know, and you give them like $100, and they can't complain, they can't cry about it, because it's better than nothing, exploitation. But you find that there were also good people on her path, where they opted to give her more, and then they'll give her old clothes as well. And then she became permanent with them, like maybe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, she would go to the Fanamervas and clean the house, do the laundry, make sure that everything is fine. And then also, she would cook dinner, you know, because, there by the cooking, ne? She didn't speak English, ne? But she could cook. She could really, really cook. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, when the Fanamervas come back, everything is in order. And sometimes when they require her on Sunday, then Miss Van der Merwe will come and pick her up from the house, and just not, she just doesn't work on Wednesdays, and she just doesn't work on Fridays because for religious reasons, right? But Sundays, they could pick her up, and sometimes they also used to take Maria and the sister, and they could also go and help out. And at least with the Van der Merwes, it was a bit of a better income. It was something like $800, for the whole month. And she goes there, twice a week. And then she does everything. She cleans the house and she washes and then she irons and she hangs and she also cooks the dinner. So that was one stable income, which was $800. And then there was also the Amavilas. The Amavilas, had her coming in, like on Mondays and on Saturdays, where this was now $800 as well. And she would do the cleaning and she would do the washing and the ironing. And, that was, and taking care of the children. On these particular days, I don't know where the seniors, where the owners of the house went, but she was required to be there and stay with the kids, like at least until 5 o'clock. So this was on Mondays and on Saturdays. So this was also an $800 gig. So in total, this was now 1.6 that she was at least bringing in. And would you be surprised if I told you that it's still not enough? It's still not enough, because generally a household has to have a little bit more than that. And, you know, she was trying with the eviction notices, you know, the way the landlord comes and then she'll pay, you know, she'll pay the 1,000. And the man decided to make his rent higher because apparently she's making money from the business. So he made his rent 1.2, where it was just 1,000. So he made it 1.2 for a place that doesn't even have electricity, but he made it 1.2. But it's his place. So everybody to, like you, if you don't like it, you can get out, Moss. So, she was now paying this 1.2, so that means there's only a $400 left, and it is now a thing of, okay, so to the Van der Merwes, she'll go at 12 o'clock, so in the morning she'll stand maybe at the robot, and then get a cleaning gig, make sure that she's done by 11:30, from 11:30, she'll go to the Van der Merwes all the way until 6 o'clock, and that's how she was trying to divide her time, and she was working herself to the bone, you know, and on some days when she was not feeling well, you know, Maria would go, Maria would do the job for her mother. And, you know, Maria got cosmetics, you know, she got, old clothes that maybe the young girls, they didn't want, and stuff that she could use. And that was their lives. But Maria lived her life on edge, because this was a long process of trauma. We might not notice the stress that she might have endured within this period of her life, right? But it was something that she discovered when she went to the university and she started doing psychology. And they came about the conversation of survival mode and everything that was said related to her. So when she finally went to university, at some point the Van der Merwes decided that, you know what, let's just take you in and then you can live in the outside apartment with your girls. And your girls can go to school. And you can just wake up and then come and sort out the house. Because Maria's mom was also growing a bit older and she can't just be coming. It was starting to become a nightmare, because now she only has that $10 for Okabesa and Dishim. And Okabesa akendene po 7. So at this point she has to get normal taxi, but then normal taxi is expensive, and it became a nightmare, especially when she was robbed one night. So the Van der Merwes, they came to, like, they looked for her through the phone and they decided that no, let's just go and check if she's fine, because she's not that type of person. And when they got there, no, she had a bruised eye and she was robbed and what. So the Fanyamervas decided that no, we have an outside room and we are also growing old. We need somebody that is going to work all the time and come in and just to check up on us, and that's okay. So at this point, it had been like what? It had been 7 years and she has not seen her husband, and her husband has never reached out. No letter, no nothing, no call, no nothing. They don't know if the person is dead or alive. They have tried to call their family members there in Angola to see. They have tried to go and check. They have tried to send people to go and check at the Kapelpel somewhere, but nobody has heard of this man, my dear. It was just, it's like he disappeared into thin air. And now her mother started taking English classes. When Maria was in university, her mother started taking English classes. So her mother now knows how to communicate. The only time that she needs her child's assistance is when the words are too big, like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, you know, stuff like that, or benevolence, or malicia. And that was the only time that she needed her child to translate anything. But apart from that, Maria's mother started handling her business, you know, started handling her adult content. Her adult content was now her own builds and making arrangements. And mind you, Maria had been the one that is basically going to translate what the teacher is saying at parents' meetings. You know, the teacher would say, no, Maria is sleeping in the class because it seems like when she comes to school, she's very tired, she's very smart, but her grades are dropping. And Maria would turn around and say that, no, the teacher said that I'm doing very good in class. I might just rest a little bit more, but I'm doing very well. And because she didn't want to worry her mother, and she opted to be telling little white lies, you know. And even when the landlords would come and then they are asking for their rent and they want their money, they don't know where to find it, Maria would always make arrangements with the landlords, and then also bank. She would also go to the bank and then go and translate. And she even started having a dictionary on understanding what some of these terms are, you know, financial terms and stuff like that. She grew up way too fast, and it was over, like it was overnight in a blink of an eye. She used to be a 12-year-old girl, and then she became a 25-year-old woman in one night, you know, in one day. And now her mom handles everything, and she says that she can't help but feel not needed. And she finds herself throwing a fit and throwing tantrums, especially when it comes to her mother, because her mother can now live life. And for a long time, Maria was the one that was handling things. So somewhere, somehow, she became addicted to the stress that came with being a young soul that is forced to being an adult. And that is something that she has been dealing with. So when we talk about prolonged stress, that's what we talk about. Now, we might not see it as prolonged stress because this is our reality, right? We most of us live in situations like that. Most of us, that's our life, you know. We are translating for our mother. We are hearing things that we as children are not supposed to be hearing. For example, you're going with your mother that doesn't understand English to the hospital. And that day is the day that you find out that, no, your mother is HIV positive or has a HIV AIDS, you know. And you have to now translate this to your mother to explain to her why she's not feeling well. And this is traumatic. That's why they say that some situations are not meant for children, and some information is not meant for children. But if it's only your child that you have, that you must acknowledge that it is
it makes your child who your child is. Many of us are known for being responsible, but we were forced into becoming responsible because the situation didn't allow playfulness. It didn't allow mistakes. It didn't allow for us to just go on with our lives like all the other children. You know, it required for us to be making tough decisions, and decisions we're not supposed to be making, but there was nobody else to make these decisions. And that is why we are talking about survival mode, because many of us, ladies and gentlemen, well of me, like it or not, we are living in survival mode because we grew up, or we were exposed to overwhelming situations for a very long time. Imagine you are 12 years old and you have to convince an adult to allow you guys to stay until Friday, where you guys will have the money or have part of the money. But you are 12 and you now have to go and explain to your mom, like, no, let's just work a little bit harder that we can find a little bit of money so that we can just give. Now the landlord comes back, you know, on Friday to come and collect his money. The money is not enough. And you say, give me till Sunday. But these are all your arrangements as a child. These are your arrangements, and these are not arrangements that you're supposed to be having. That's why we say we should not burden our children with adult business. But unfortunately, I don't think that any parent wants to burden their children with adult content, but we can at least acknowledge that it's a thing. Now our children are in survival mode, or we as our parents' children are in survival mode, because we have been exposed to stressful situations over a long period of time. We think that it is not a stressful situation to grow up with an alcoholic. We think that it's not a stressful situation to grow up with a parent where you can't predict their mood. Have you ever looked at your parents? For those that come from dysfunctional families, or for those that come from families that were hit and run by narcissists, for example, one of the biggest fears that a child or a person that's living in an environment where a narcissist is dominant is that you cannot predict their mood. It's the same as an addict. You cannot predict their mood. And that is what puts you on edge as an individual, where you don't know if your dad is going to come into the house and beat all of you guys today because you guys are breathing funny, or you guys are just sleeping on his beds in his house with his things, eating his food, or you don't know if you are going to be going, your mother is going to come back from wherever she's coming back from and going to yell at you and swear you and insult you left, right and center, or even beat you, you know, because you look like your father and your father is a dog, you know. And I know that we can't really, we as children, right? It takes a lot for us to get to the point where we can call out our parents and call out our caregivers and call out older people and even just friends. It's very difficult for us to call out people that have harmed us, especially when it comes to psychologically, because we don't know of it. We don't understand it. We don't know of it. We are not psychologists or psychiatrists or social workers. We don't know that survival mode is a thing. We don't know that survival mode is a thing after you come from a stressful situation. So many of us are living in survival mode. We're living in survival mode, and that's why we are edgy. We are defensive. We are living in flight or fright. So many a times when the perpetrator comes into the room or says something, we freeze or we retaliate or we answer a specific way. And sometimes, right, if you are very aware of your emotions and aware of your responses, you ask yourself, why did I react like that? And why did I do that? It's a psychological response where the body and the mind are on high alert, reacting to perceived threats and struggling to cope with everyday stresses. Now, you come from a highly stress-induced environment, and you are always told you must relax. The reason that people tell you that you must relax is because you are not relaxed. You have no idea what relaxation is because you don't come from a place of being relaxed. Now, many of us always want to, or I personally always want to point at our childhoods for the trauma we have endured. But it is not necessarily so. It's not necessarily so all the time. And it's not necessarily always linked to that. So another hypothetical scenario, or a hypothetical scenario of a stressor, right, and forcing you to live in survival mode, right, would be being on edge in a romantic relationship. Being on edge in a romantic relationship is being in a relationship with somebody that is unpredictable. And unpredictability is not just in the light of physical danger, or let's say unpredictable in a bad way. Not unpredictable like, oh my goodness, that is so unpredictable, he's gonna come back with a bouquet of flowers. Or no, that is so unpredictable, he's taking us to Swagop tomorrow. Or no, those are adventures, honey. Those are no. Let's go with unpredictable in a bad way, where you don't know in which way your beloved is going to come back from wherever they came from. And most of the people that live in high stress situations are usually people that live with troubled people. Troubled people are people that turn to substance abuse to numb their pain, or people that are also coming from high stress environments. And they now use you as the doormat or the punching bag, basically. And they are abusive in one way or another. And that is why their unpredictable nature is the very reason that you live in a stressful environment constantly. So that might be the stressor that you are not sure of what mood your partner is coming back in today. And even if you could predict, it's not always that you predict correctly, but you always predict it. Even if you tried your best to have a positive outcome, it always turns out negative. So basically that's your body's response to being in an activated, chronically stressful state of being. Hyper arousal. There's a thing called overstimulated. Overstimulated is when everything becomes too much and you don't really know how to cope in everything becoming too much. So if I had to give you guys a beautiful example of why I think that most of you guys are a hyper-stimulated, overstimulated, it's because I'm overstimulated as well. Overstimulation, ladies and gentlemen, is, for example, One, you are dealing with clients, especially entrepreneurs. Ne? I believe that business people in this country are overstimulated because most of them, most SMEs, right? Most SMEs, the owner of the business is the business. So it's not just something that you can walk away from and it still runs and it still flourishes. You always have to, you have to be there. So this causes overstimulation. So you wake up in the morning and you're not waking up to peaceful birds chirping and what. No, you're waking up to children crying because it's time to take the children to school. So you have to now help and assist the children in getting ready. And this is for both genders, right? Because we are very hands-on. I think that you guys are doing an immaculate job as parents. And I know that nobody is giving you guys this credit, but I applaud you. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so proud of you guys that are showing up for your kids, you know, and at your own expense, you know, you are burning yourself out. You're overwhelmed. You're overstimulated, but you're on high alert. But you're still showing up. So you wake up in the morning and you get these children ready. And then you most probably have to now also call the ride that is picking up the children in case you don't have a car. And you have to look on the app, on the Yango app. You have to look now, okay, what type of car is it? And what's the number plate? And if your children are small, then already, every single day of your life, you've got paranoia. You are paranoid every single day. And I know parents that have screenshots among screenshots inside their phones of the driver. The app driver. Just, not because anything bad has ever happened, but because of the bad things that are happening within society that is causing an alarm. That is why we were talking about a nation being in survival mode would mean that the nation is overwhelmed by the bad things and the crises that the country is going through and is taking long to correct. And that is why we can relate the conversation to survival mode, because many of us are in survival mode. So there's not only financial stuff that's happening. There's not only politics that's happening. Even though politics is in everything, it is also criminal things. So I know parents that have phones that are full of screenshots. You know, if you take a screenshot and your children make it to school, well, you know, and you call the teacher and the teacher confirms that the kids are there, you don't really go back to your gallery to go and delete pictures. So you've got, about 500 pictures of, screenshots of Yango drivers, for example, in your phone after every single time that your children are dropped off. And then by 1 o'clock, you go and pick them up with a car, you know, with assistance as well. And this is your life. So you are already paranoid and terrified there by the situation. The fact that you can't drop your children off to school because you don't have a vehicle, because you can't afford a vehicle, because the job that you have doesn't pay enough and the company is not doing so well and the economy, it's like a ripple effect, you know, and the economy is also not doing well and we are declining We are declining. We are poor. And that's now part of your stresses, right? Then you start to get ready as well to go to your work. Then you also check on your business. Now your business could be selling car parts, for example. It's not that you have a shop. It's just that it could be selling car parts. Could be selling car parts on Facebook or wherever. Yeah, that could be your reality. So now you have this business on the side that is assisting you financially. And then you have your 8-to-5 job. Now, the 8-to-5 job is demanding on its own. And that stimulation from the children, that panic of the children going to school, it doesn't just go away because it's linked to so many things. It's linked to the fact that this is just something that you can't do. And it stays there. Even though it's not in your mind, even though it's not on the tip of your tongue, it stays there. It's just there. It's a traumatic situation for you. If you are having a panic attack every single day that you are putting your children, grade 1 and grade 3, into a strange man's car. When it's a woman driver, you feel better, but into a strange person's car and you are hoping, you are asking yourself, is this the day? Is this the day? Every single day. For the past 2 years, every single day, this is your reality. That is a prolonged traumatic experience or prolonged stressful situation for you. Because if it's not something that you can let go of, then it's something that is stressing you. So you go to work and then there's also the work stress. And then you also have to now check on your own personal clients. So that work phone is also there, and also there are debts. You owe NSFAF money and your mother is going for an eye operation. And the eye operation is not a today thing. You know, she didn't just wake up and like, oh goodness. It has been you running up and down because she fainted somewhere and she what. And then you are the only child and your other two siblings passed away. So you are the only child. So you are the breadwinner there at the house. Then you are also here, the breadwinner at your own house. And then you are also responsible for this business and that business. And this is like, these are stressful situations over a long period of time, and it doesn't go away. Even when your mother gets the eye operation, then tomorrow it's the hip, because she's aging, and it just keeps piling up. Now, this is a lighter version. In terms of, that is how you know that you're overstimulated. Like, you are, it's basically, survival mode is your body's way of protecting itself, right? So it goes into freeze mode or go mode. So sometimes you feel like you're on autopilot, where you drove to the north, but if I ask you, right, what did you see between Ochuarongo and Okanja? You can honestly say that you don't know, because you were too busy focusing, not even focusing on the road, right? You are too busy being in survival mode that your body kind of just took over. Now there's a word for that. They call it disassociation. Disassociation, where it's like somebody else comes and helps you cope with the stress while you just check out. And it's a scary thought. It's a scary thought, because then that means many of us are not fully aware of where we are. And this could be now everything that moves and everything that rings and everything, you're just hyper aroused, you know. And you find it very difficult to relax, even when you get now to the house. Shigai. Like you can't rest. It's like, so what's up with the eye? And everybody's like, oh, suapomanga. You're like, and it's difficult. I think that I see this a lot with all of us. Because sometimes we just want a moment, but we can't actually afford to have a moment. Because the minute we feel like the minute we have a moment, having a moment is just stepping away from the madness and just going to regroup and be at one with yourself, right? We feel like the minute we have this moment, that's when everything falls apart. And we don't want things to fall apart. So we keep holding on to it. And one day, right? In our survival modes, you defend, you know, you fight. And sometimes you're fighting the wrong thing. Sometimes you're defending the wrong thing. And it's unfortunate. But we can change it. We can change it by understanding that we might be in survival mode. We just need to survive. You know, I need to go to work and I need the business and I need to make sure that the kids are what, and I need electricity and I need food and I need because I need to survive. I need the children to survive. I need my plans to survive. I need to survive. So, traumatic experience would be developing a sense of, sometimes, you know, sometimes people that are traumatized, there are pieces, fragments of the memories that are somehow boxed away because you on an ordinary day would be incapable of digesting it. That's why you can find somebody that has been through a traumatic experience that doesn't remember most of it. And I've noticed that this happens a lot with sexual abuse. And this also happens a lot with physical violence towards children. With sexual abuse, some people check out, you know, because this that's happening here is not something that I can comprehend and I can endure. So your mind shields you in such a way that it kind of takes you out of the place that it's happening and then just places you somewhere else. And you either come back like after a day or you come back after the ordeal. And that's why you can find that some people, when they have been sexually violated, right? They can be violated in the bush and they manage to walk home and they manage to go and tell people what happened. And they can go to the hospital, the rape kit can be administered, they can go through the case and everything, and they can go to bed, and tomorrow they won't remember that they walked home. They won't remember that they went to the police station. They won't remember that that they made a case, there was a rape kit, there was a what. They'll remember the ordeal, but they won't remember all of the ordeal. And this is somebody's mind's way of protecting them. And in some cases, survival mode, right, would be every time you walk through a bush, you've got your knife in your hand, you've got a pepper spray, and you're hella defensive. A survival mode would be you avoiding bushes altogether. Survival mode would be you staying at home forever. Survival mode would be you hating all men because all men have proven, or because one man has proven to be dangerous, and because of this danger, you associate it to an entire gender. That is why We don't condemn those that say what they say, because sometimes it is an expression of the subconscious. It is a piece of the brain that is warming the person up to most probably exposing them to to what really happened. So living in survival mode would be a mode in which you need to protect yourself, a mode in which you need to be alert, a mode in which you need to react to things that are perceived as a threat to your body, to your mind, to you, to your spirit, your soul. You have to react to it, or respond to it. Or it's your body's psychological response, or it's your mind's psychological response to your body and mind, and keeping it on high alert to somehow protect you against the perceived threats that you might be struggling to cope with on a day-to-day basis. So sometimes you are struggling to make ends meet, but you don't slow down because this is your reality and you're living in survival mode. So all you need to do is survive. Have you ever wondered why prostitutes do what they do? Maybe it's because they're living in survival mode. Maybe it's because nobody's coming to their aid. Chronic stress. Imagine if every single day of your life for 5 years, you had to wonder where bread was coming from today. Is that not chronic stress? If you had to wonder where food would be coming from, if you had to wonder where you are sleeping, if you had to wonder if you were going to be beaten today, if you had to wonder if you were going to be publicly humiliated today, if you wondered if you were going to be raped today when he comes back. Imagine if you lived in an environment where you don't know what she's going to say to you when she comes back. And she comes back and she says all these nasty things to you because of your situation. Both genders are struggling. Both genders are in survival mode. I think this is a conversation worth having. So I'll continue it tomorrow. From me, the matriarch, I bid you farewell. I love you forever and a day. You are important to me. High five. Shout out to Tete Kwedhi for coming through.
Lipura nenge lo wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoewe ekukulile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabweli nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu matatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yeah, pragani gorandio Eagle FM, nandiku popithen no mesikundi karonena, maskomirongombari nagaheta tuga novomba.